found in the prison cell of a terror suspect at the Guantanamo Bay prison, a copy of a magazine published by an arm of Al-Qaeda. The copy of Inspire magazine triggered an inspection at the prison and prompted a discussion about the mail rules for detainees and inmates. Joining us live, WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. J.J., we all wonder, how did this happen?
It's not clear yet, Mike. At least one detainee at the facility saw the magazine, and it appears to have been a hard copy. An investigation is underway, and earlier this week we reported that a review of legally oriented mail that detainees get had been initiated, but there was no reason given at the time. We're now learning that it happened in part because of this event, and the question is, was it passed to one of the inmates through their attorneys or through mail, privileged mail, that security officials don't see? That's the big question today.
Now, aside from the fact that this could get in the way of rehabilitation efforts if they were seriously being effective at all, what harm could this do?
Well, the message that this sends to U.S. intelligence officials is that, and it's something we all know about our legal system, attorney-client privilege is a very powerful tool. So, you know, for people accused of terrorism crimes to be able to do this, to get this kind of material, it's at Gitmo. It says, it makes them wonder, hey, who here stateside that may be facing similar charges may be getting the same kind of material, and what else might they be getting? And at the same time, the risk here, you know, is what else has been going on that we don't know about before now?
What about, terrorists, alleged terrorists have victims? What about the families of those victims? How outraged they must be hear this.
Yeah, a lot of these families are simply saying, look, we need to stop talking about the rights of these people, this particular group. Now, you know, this is obviously a legal issue, and these people have a right to due process as well. But many of the families are just crushed, especially the ones, this came up as it relates to the case of a guy named Al-Nashiri, who was supposedly the person that plotted the Cole attack. 17 sailors were killed, others were wounded.
Right.
And there are folks that are just devastated by the fact that he or others may actually still have been communicating with Al-Qaeda during their time in Gitmo and may possibly have been participating in the planning and recruiting of others.
Wow, unbelievable. All right, WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green.